Joining me now is Dr. James Thorpe. Dr. Thorpe, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Brennan, thank you so much for having me on your platform. I appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. I want to play a quick video by Ed Dowd. He uses a term, by the way, here, show the screen. He uses a term here called hermatological. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Yeah, hematology is just blood.
Thank you for pronouncing it correctly for me. Thank you. It's the study of the blood?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so with that being said, I want to play this video because that'll help us all understand what he's saying. I want to get your response to this. Watch this, folks. This is Ed Dowd.
Oh, how to escape the heat if you don't have
it. I got to sit through a commercial first. Sorry, hang on. We'll get that done. Give us your Skype hand or your... you're going to skip it now? Here we go. Now I can skip it. Here we go. Thank you.
Disability data that we've talked about previously in the U.S. is the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. It's not claims. It's a survey, but it's a survey that has given a strong signal that we were able to parse it out between employed, unemployed, and the general population. And that showed a strong signal that something was going on in the employed workforce in the U.S. But it doesn't. It's not a claim. It's a real-time survey. So that data, well, great. We were looking for data like this, and we found it in the UK Personal Independence Pension System. And this is, again, I want to reiterate, we're not doctors, and we need the help of the medical community and the regulators to explain what's going on, because it's alarming. So with that, let me start with the first slide, which is just the percentage increases over time of these different human body systems that the claims cleared and paid have gone up. And you can see, I'll point out hematological, which I didn't know what that was when my team and I first started doing this. I had to look it up. I'm not a doctor. That's up 522% in 2022. And I want to say this is versus trend. It's not versus 21 or 20. It's versus a trend that we analyze from 2016 to 2019. So it's okay. A percent increase over trend. And the trends were stable. And then this exploded. And you can see, if you look at this chart, different body systems started off slowly in 2020, picked up speed in 21, and just exploded in 2022. So something is going on that is detrimental to the population of the UK. We can link it to the US because we've already linked the UK work time lost in the UK to the US. Same phenomenon there is going on. So it's not hard for us to surmise that if we had access to the U.S. data, we'd see similar results. And I just want to point out, you know, auditory issues up 121% in 2022 versus mm-hmm. trend. Cardiovascular, 121. Oncology just started going up this year in 2022. Last year. And then genitourinary is up 142%. That has to do with the reproductive system. So, again, these numbers are just crazy percentage-wise. And then we can convert these into, and here's where I'm going to talk like your five-year-old, Dr. Kelly. We can convert these things to what's called Z-scores or standard deviations. And a standard deviation, all it is there's an average. There's an average of occurrences that occur around a mean, the average. And the further away you get from the mean, the more unlikely it is to occur. So, you know, things that jump out at you are called standard deviation events. So three standard deviations happens 0.3% of the time from normal. That's what statistics is. It's an observation from normal. So three standard deviations is 0.3% of the time. In Wall Street, that's a big deal. A lot of these standard deviations from trend are just eye-popping. We look at them on a monthly basis and an annual basis. And on the annual numbers, hematology is up 61 standard deviations from trend. And just to kind of, you know, give you an idea how kooky that is, that's like the probability of a black hole appearing, near the Earth and we get sucked in 2 years. I mean, it's just, it's not something that is likely to occur mistakenly. And in this case, across all body systems.
All right, let me stop there. These numbers are up so high, Dr. Thorpe, that the mathematical probability of all this happening randomly is like a black hole opening up and sucking in the world within 2 years. This is like, I don't even know how to put it in human terms.
Yeah, it's this is a data that we've been looking for, and again, leave it to Mr. Ed Dowd, his brilliant genius, and Dr. Kelly Victory to expose this. But he's absolutely right. The point is that these events, if you think about standard deviation, also known as sigma or a z-score, is a comparison of the deviation from what's normal. And so you have a standard bell-shaped curve. Right in the middle of that, at the top of the bell coming down, is the 50th percentile. When you get three standard deviations over out to the tail of that bell-shaped curve, then you're at 99.7% of the events are in that. And you go out to 60 standard deviations, and it's so far catastrophic. Important that he's not comparing the current rates to a fixed year, but a trend. So this is exactly what we found in the stillbirth data, 40 standard deviation event. This does not occur by chance alone, period.
And it's a trend. Is the trend waning off or is it still going up?
Well, he's looking at 2022. 2021 and 22. So we can't tell whether it's going up from, he's comparing it to the 5 years before the trend line. So he's not predicting the future, but it looks bad. It looks like it may be going up, like all of these sudden deaths, these adult.
So you wouldn't be shocked deaths. If the numbers for 2023 show it continuing to go up.
I wouldn't be shocked. It's very disconcerting.
We're talking about
very upsetting.
We're talking about on a global scale, millions and millions of people dead or injured, which is one of the reasons we have hard time finding workers, because many of them are now disabled, correct?
And keep in mind what he said was our government is hiding this data from us. He had to go to the UK into some obscure database. That's the data. You can't trust our government. Our government is trying to kill us.
Indeed.
You cannot trust Sisters of St. Mary's healthcare system based out of St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, let me bring that up right here because I have a tweet here. Let's see, where is it? All right, here we go. Dr. Thorpe, July 20th. That was yesterday, right? You tweeted yesterday. You tweeted yesterday. I was terminated.
Why don't you read it?
Yeah. I was terminated from SSM Health System of St. Louis. A $9.3 billion, quote, not-for-profit, quote, with massive assets in their foundation, allegedly for, quote, no cause, end quote, by Mr. Kevin Eldridge on Thursday, 6/29/23, in a phone call that lasted exactly 45 minutes. Here's some important questions for all Americans.
Hit the show more. Go up there and expand that. Show okay. more and finish reading it.
Okay. He says here, Eldridge praised me as being extremely high moral, ethical, and intelligent integrity for 30 minutes, and this was witnessed by an attorney present on my end. Eldridge described me as a, quote, model physician, end quote, to his system. Eldridge stated that due to some financial issues that the director of the Division of Maternal Fetal Medicine, the chairwoman of the Department of OBGYN, and the head of the administrator of the Women's Service Line decided to fire me. Eldridge gave me the option of working for 120 days as per my contract for, quote, no cause termination, or accept a very large sum of money and sign a separation agreement with a gag order sent to me towards the end of the phone call. I told Eldridge I would not accept the money and that he needed it more than me. I then felt aggressive pressure to take the money and sign the agreement. I respectfully declined three times. Exactly 7 minutes after the call, SSM Health sent an email to all my colleagues and staff informing them that I was immediately fired from clinical duties, implying a serious cause. Good grief.
And go down to the follow-up, and please read that to your audience.
Some very important questions for Americans to ask. Why did SSM Health fire me if a CEO told me I am, quote, a model physician, end quote, for their system? Who are the three individuals that Ellidge blamed on firing me? The lead administrator of the Women's Line of Health, the MFM division director, and the chairwoman of the Department of OBGYN, the dynamic trio who Ellidge blamed on firing me, question mark. Did none of the dynamic trio have the ethical, moral, and intellectual integrity to call me personally? Why didn't the dynamic trio ever respond to my repeated warnings and publications, which include Pfizer's own data and the government's own data, show that the C-19, COVID-19 vaccines, were killing and injuring pregnant patients? Why did they censor, repress, and not discuss this in a collegial academic exchange? Did SSM Health receive monies from the Fed and enter into a binding agreement with HHS/CDC like the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists did? How is it that SSM Health would fire someone who, according to many sources, was a major money producer for the system? Question mark. Does that make sense? Why did they really fire me? If this is true academia, is this true academia or fascism? Truth invites academic debate. Deception, lies, and fascism abhors questions and rely on gaslighting, mocking, censoring, and firing. My curriculum vitae is available for anyone questioning it. I am extensively published with 222 publications, 49 of which were related to COVID-19 in the last 3 years. How many publications does the Maternal Fetal Medicine Division Director and the Chairwoman of the Department of OBGYN have? Do they have any COVID-19 publications? Does anyone in the entire SSM health system have 49 publications on COVID-19? Who else among the division of the department have read 27,500 high-risk obstetrical ultrasounds in the last 4.5 years? Who is the most experienced clinician and researcher in the department? These are all very important questions for everyone to answer. Before I run out of room, because there's the music, you're telling me you've been fired because you've been coming on shows like this and speaking the truth?
Yes, sir.
What are you going to do?
I think it's a really, really fun situation to be in. Actually, I'm really enjoying it because.
Really?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
What are you going to do? Can you tell us?
Well, first of all, I had 7 doors open within 72 hours of the firing by word just leaking out. Senator Ron Johnson's office called me up. We spoke for about 45 minutes. Multiple other leaders. I like to comment that Thorpe was Tucker Carlsonized. It's so true, because we are being suppressed for speaking the truth. And you know, what I said in the last sentence there is every single person who goes to, especially SSM Healthcare, $9.2 billion. The CEO is Laura Kaiser. She apparently didn't have the integrity to interact with me. She dumped it on Mr. Kevin Ellidge, who's from Oklahoma, and they kind of a RENA administrator come in and do her dirty work. She didn't want to get blood on her hands. And then we have 3 close colleagues that he blamed. And these are close friends of mine.
Wow.
3 of them. And I won't mention their names because what they've done is horrible, but they can't stand what they've done is they're forcing this. Their activities have, by ignoring me and the publication, by shutting me down, they're according to the governmental data and according to Pfizer's own data, Laura Kaiser and those 2 physicians, the chairwoman of the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology, I won't mention her name, but anybody can go online and find it and post a picture. And then the division director, who was actually my resident, who I trained, you know, you can go look at their publications and I'll let God be the judge. But
wow.
They don't have any academic credibility. They are running a fascist regime. And it is my opinion that Laura Kaiser, Kevin Aldridge, and all of the healthcare physicians and the administration are responsible for killing and injuring thousands of people in their service area.
Wow. All right. We're going to get you back. I wish we had more time. We're going to get you back next week. Okay.
Sure.
Wow, folks, pray for Dr. Thorpe and his wife. Wow, the guy took a chance. He took a risk. He didn't back down. And like so many, he just got Tucker Carlson'd. Wow. All right, thank you, Dr. Thorpe. That's our show for tonight. Stay tuned for Silk. Thanks for watching. Diamond and Silk next. Take care.